This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The White House has been calling this Technology Week, and as part of that, President Trump is headed to farm country today, Iowa specifically. Now, that's not incongruous. There's a lot of tech in the growing field of precision agriculture. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more on a kind of Silicon Prairie.
For years, farmers would plant corn or apply fertilizer at a steady rate across an 80-acre field. Now, data can help them figure out when to vary those rates, especially if some parts of a field have poor soil quality. That's according to Mary Kay Thatcher at the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Why should I put on more seed and waste the input? And certainly, why should I put on more fertilizer and not only waste an input, but be, you know, less environmentally sensitive?
She says about a quarter of corn and soybean acreage is now farmed using variable rate technologies. Minnesota corn farmer Bruce Peterson makes use of them. Specialists at his local ag co-op take soil samples from his fields. Then they overlay the soil data on a map to show where to apply more or less nitrogen fertilizer.
See some of the areas that are lower in organic matter, they receive a little higher rate.
The Farm Bureau's Mary Kay Thatcher says President Trump's focus on these technologies could draw more farmers in, though she says many can't afford the investment right now with crop prices in the tank. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.